Okay, Jonathan. Are you ready to do this thing?
I guess.
Hey, listeners. This is Jennifer Free.
And I'm Crystal Willis.
And we are here with Starship Grissom.
And you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the band Skies EP called Quirks. Or no. Quarks.
Yeah, pretty sure it's Quarks.
Logan schooled me on the pronunciation earlier, and I still Quirks, mispronounced it.
Because Quirks is the with an I.
Okay.
And it's the various random things you do that are odd specific to you.
Okay, so Quarks.
We both got,
Quarks is a we both got star schooled. Thing.
Quarks is a star thing. I learned something new, Jonathan. Physics, did you?
We both got schooled today. Thanks to Logan.
Yes. But again, this is from the band Skies, and it's the EP Quarks. We came in on their song, which is the title track, Quarks. And this is brought to us by Amanda Carney from Black Panda PR. So thank you, Amanda, for sending this our way. And thank you, Skies, as well, for letting us listen to your music.
She always sends us some good music.
She's on top of it. We have a lot of good music PR companies, and a man is one of them with Black Panda, but they really keep us, they send me tons of stuff, and we're really appreciative of it, and we do get their post posted eventually, but we have to go through everything that comes through, and so thank you, Amanda, for even sending us the post that we can put on our webpage for all your musicians and artists that you have under your umbrella. With Skies, they came about in 2010. They are comprised of Dylan Knightley, who's on vocals and piano. So you heard her singing in the opening song. Dan Tyre is on guitar. And Artie Fleischman is on bass. And Dylan and Dan grew up in the Philadelphia area, so they kind of knew each other already. And then Artie, he grew up in Long Island. So the three of them got together in 2010 and said, hey, we're going to form a band. And they decided to call us Skies.
S-K-Y-E-S.
Yes, yep. S-K-Y-E-S. And this is, I think, their second EP, if I remember right. It's available on SoundCloud. You can go there. I haven't been able to locate it anywhere else, so I can definitely say you can find it on SoundCloud. So if you have an account there, look up Skies Music, and you will be able to find this EP. The sound that they are producing is a synth pop, kind of verging on the psychedelic arena. So they're kind of playing with different sounds and meshing them together. And to an extent, for me, this is one that I have to be in the mood in, I found out, to enjoy this music. It's one of those where earlier today, I couldn't get into the music, so it just wasn't hitting me. But this evening, later, when I got home, I was grooving it. And here in the studio, I was grooving it. So it's kind of weird how sometimes music will do that to you. Mm-hmm. And
I'll be honest with you. I don't think that this music would, and I mean, I respect what you said about having to be in the mood for it, but I don't think that I would ever be in the mood for this music. It's just not my cup of tea.
Never know.
And so, I mean, like, I was just sitting here, like, stone-faced the whole time listening to it. I mean, I liked some things about it, but then, for me, they kind of messed up some of the things that I liked about it. So then I was like, okay, I've lost interest in it. And then they'd come up with another song. We'd listen to the next song. There were things that I liked about it. Oh, well, they messed this one up, too. Third song. Oh, I can dig this. Oh, wait, they messed up.
Wow.
Fourth.
Okay, Jonathan doesn't like this. We get the point, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Logan, what'd you think about it? Because evidently you and I are the only ones that liked it. What'd you like about it?
You can tell there's a story there, and the kind of lyrics in general, because you have to pay attention to actually get the right lyrics, I'm pretty sure, too.
That is true. I will agree with you there. There are times when the voice comes through clear, and that's Dylan again. Her voice comes through clear, and you can really tell the lyrics real good. But then there are times when they bring in the, what I would say, the overture, where they bring in the music hot and heavy. Sometimes she gets lost a little bit, and it's a little bit tougher to understand her. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
True, though. It might have also... I was actually talking about... I'm pretty sure it was in this one. The Paradise of Dogs is what I heard originally, and then more recently when I listened to it, I heard They Buried Us in Dust. So, I'm honestly unsure. And then you thought that they said something about...
I thought it might have been Paradise of Dark or something.
Yeah.
Because it comes back in beginning from the start. So, I was looking for
a rhyme. I heard Paradise Die, so...
So it's one of those where she is clear in some parts, and then when the music comes in a little bit more forcefully, she gets a little lost in the mix. So that's one thing I would say that they would need.
Like when they were saying we're closer to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's part of the chorus. But that's what I'm saying. The chorus, when they come in with the music louder, she gets a little lost in there, and they probably need to try to separate that out a little bit more. So
That's kind of what I was talking about, because in the first song, she was coming in clearly, and then the music would go, and it sounded like there was another person within the music singing, and it went over her.
Yeah.
And then the second song, that happened again. She was singing clearly, and then the music went over her, and she got lost in the music.
Yeah.
So for me, that's kind of...
Yeah, see, the lullaby was the first one that you were talking about, Jonathan.
Yeah. That's
really where I said I really mentioned that the verse was really clear, and the chorus blends the music with the melody of the singer.
And then the music gets louder, and it kind of drowns her out. And
she doesn't need that. She has a good enough voice that it could fit.
And that's one of the biggest things that bothered me was because I heard it in all the songs.
That's also the style of music I think they're portraying, though. When you get into psychedelic, the music tends to be more the focus than the vocals. That's
true, too. But for me, this wasn't really psychedelic because it was kind of slow. The psychedelic is kind of a little faster.
No, psychedelic's kind of slow and draggy. Yep. You're probably thinking of punk. Punks are a lot faster, and I'm kind of surprised you didn't like this, because I kind of thought it kind of sounded at times like Evanescence. Is that
Evanescence?
One? Evanescence. There was a song on here, the very last one we get into, that really reminded me of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also at times got a what I would term a screamo vibe, and that falls into the Linkin Park era, where you and Logan love Linkin Park. So that kind of surprised me that this one didn't hit it for you.
I mean, there were several issues that, not real big issues, but they weren't issues that I couldn't bypass on this one.
I don't get where you can scream or the actual audio going over her. I get where she was a bit slightly blurry in parts of the chorus to figure out what exactly she was saying, but it seemed like they timed the surges in music well enough that it avoided her voice for the most part, except for when they were overlaying her voice with her voice with the other guy's voice.
Well, that's part of the chorus and the music. Yeah,
true, but that's generally about. after they've gotten most of the chorus set already and they're just repeating the same thing over and over again. Not between the bits, but...
See, I heard it during the chorus was where the hardest part to understand it was at. There were parts where not, but the verses were pretty clear for me. Like in the second one that we came in on Quarks, that one, to me, after paying attention, and this is one where I guess you would have to say, like we say sometimes, pay attention to the lyrics. Once you get the lyrics, then you got the song.
Yeah.
Because this one, I got a X-Files vibe on.
Mm-hmm.
Real big time, because it was the poisons in the mead, the drugs, and get back in line. And
also, we're closer to the sky, we're closer to the stars. That's part of the chorus,
right? Mm-hmm. And there's part of the second verse is there's a cover up. They're watching us, and they talk about three fingers coming, and it's like, oh man, this is just
X-Files
vibe here. So that's one that I dug really hard. And this, and like I said, I don't know. Well, not I don't know. It's one of those that I'm pretty positive that the listener, the first time through, is going to just be listening to the music. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the second and third and fourth, like we were talking about, to get the whole gist of the music. Because there are some deep things in here when you start to kind of listening to it. Uh-huh. Like in Hold Your Fire, which is the third one they're talking about. And Hold Your Fire was a little repetitive, because that was the main hook. And then, like, the first one I was just saw a ghost. I was like, what?
And also, I'm pretty sure the first verse actually said, I'm whiskey.
Yeah, something about.
So maybe drunk driving just missed a guy. Maybe drunk driving just hit a guy. Maybe drunk driving. There's a ghost. I'm not sure.
I didn't get anything about drunk driving. I did catch the whiskey reference, though, and the ghost reference. And then it seemed like there was a wedding reference in there. And that's one I'm going to have to go back to and listen to a little bit longer. The next one on Dry, that's the fourth one on the EP. That one was probably the one that I didn't get into the most, and I'm not sure why. It's very synth-heavy. I can't tell you that. I don't know why. I just, for some reason, didn't get into that one. And there's nothing wrong with it. It kind of had the same feel.
Mm-hmm.
I just, for some reason, that didn't hit me on that one. Do you remember anything, you two, about Dry specifically that caught your interest?
Let's see. It's, if you're talking about, it may or may not be linked to drugs, but it could be anything moderately addictive.
I think it's... I guess you could translate it.
Moderately addictive. Right. It could be NHK vibes instead of drugs vibes.
For all our anime and Japanese fans out there, NHK, yes.
NHK.
For the group of the anime. Skies, you'll also have to go.
Also the anime channel, but
you'll have to go look that one up for the NHK. And the anime is Welcome to the NHK, but that's an actual channel in Japan as well as NHK. Yeah. They're going to take over the world, take over your mind. So there's some homework for you guys.
They know just when to hit you with the next trick.
Yeah. But definitely, I got the drug reference in Dry. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, because they were talking about the fixes and all that good stuff. So yeah, I definitely got that vibe.
It could also have been a bad relationship type as well, going by what some of the lyrics were.
I didn't catch that off the top.
Yeah, given that most of them weren't about a substance or anything, it was about this person, his water, his stuff, him.
Okay.
Not, yeah. Okay. If I remember correctly, at least.
The last one is probably my favorite song of the whole EP, Give Me More. And we are going to actually go out on Give Me More as well. And that's... to me, had a very soulful opening, very simple. The bass beat basically emulates a heartbeat, and it just it was throughout the whole song. And this is the one that really had that Evanescence vibe.
Yeah, that would be the name.
This is the one that really got that vibe for me. And it's one of those where, for some reason, like with Quarks, I had an X-Files vibe. For this one, I went straight to our horror flicks that we love watching. And it's like, because it had a dark feel to it. And it's almost like, you know, you have this coven of witches or druids or whatever, and it's like, give me more power. Yeah, give me more power, more power.
I think it might be more akin to the Walking Dead's constant imploding half. There's very little life, and then you're working at getting to the bottom where something new can begin. And
whoa, then you got a different meaning out of that song than I did.
Get to that perfect place, and then give me more, give me more, give me more.
Okay.
Crushing all you worked for into dust, trying to get more out of it.
Okay, you went a completely different direction than I did. But
he went into a darker direction than really? You did, actually. You
were more darker.
Quite possibly.
I've got chills right now. Like, Logan, stay over there on that side.
They worked from pretty much nothing at Barren Wasteland to the point where they had their perfect world. And then one of them just wanted more.
Yeah, you're still staying on that side, Logan. You are still staying on that side because I'm afraid that you're going to have like a knife under your chair or something and pull it out on me. That's
why smile and curse.
Like I said, we're horror fans, so sorry, guys. But this one really did. It had that type of vibe to me. Just
almost quoting
the bass beat was just heavy on you. It wasn't an uplifting let's, you know, get out and do something type beat. It was almost an encompassing bass beat, and like I said, it really emulated the heartbeat, which I think is what they were going for, because even within the song they have part of the lyric is referencing to the heart. But this is what, like I said, it's going to be one that's going to be an acquired taste, and I think Skies knows that. They're going for a certain niche market.
Apparently I'm part of.
Which apparently Logan's part of. If I'm in the mood, I'm part of it. But I am at the moment. Earlier today, evidently not. This one is one where people will gravitate to it if they are in the, like I said, the psychedelic is probably the best area to put it in. There are elements of pop in the music. There is some elements of the what I would call screamo, but I guess you would call it hard rock, I guess, and with Evanescence and the Linkin Park feels that I got in some of the lyrics and feels, because they're kind of dark, too, with some of their stuff.
And I have a feeling.
And they're hard to understand as well.
Yeah.
And you guys love them.
So, I have a feeling my definition of screamo is much different than yours, but yeah.
Linkin Park is pretty much a screamo band.
There are some songs that are screamos, and most of them are not.
But most of them aren't, and
there are some.
There are some, but Linkin Park covers pretty much the whole gamut of rock, if I remember.
Yeah, but it's not
especially
really
screamo. Once it started doing more and more different types,
right?
But still, it's one of those where a lot of times you can't understand them, which, you know, that's where we're kind of, I mean, I don't dislike them. It's kind of like this. I like a lot of their songs, but not all. There are some that I like of theirs a lot better than others. Same way with Skies, and I think they know their audience is going to be that way.
Yeah.
And I think they understand that the mood is going to fit a different song at different time. That's what psychedelic is all about, is the moods. So it does play on that. So that's one of the things why I say that the moods definitely has a place for this EP. For actually purchasing this, did not find anywhere to purchase this or even do it as a digital download. They do have a website. It is skiesmusic.com, and Skies again is SKYES, but it's skiesmusic.com. They have the albums up there, but you can listen to the music, but there's no links to purchase anything. They do have links to SoundCloud, so if you do have a SoundCloud account, you can listen to them that way. That's the only way I actually saw where you could listen to their music. So if you're fans of this type of music, dig it. Go to SoundCloud, look up Skies Music, and you can definitely enjoy their music and get the feel for it. Because this is the way it is, probably for library collections, you're not going to be able to do anything with it. Because unless you can download it somehow, I don't know how any other way you can do it. You could recommend it, I guess, to people if you know the style of music they like. But that's the only way I could see a library being able to help a music listener out, especially if you have a larger music collection, like in a larger community, you might be able to do that. That's the EP Quarks from Skies, so if anybody's interested in that, go check it out. Before we leave out, I want to mention a couple of different pieces of mail we got back. One's from David Nero. It's on Twitter. He just wanted to send us a shout out to say thank you. This is for all of us, especially our brothers and sisters going through some very dark times. And this was on one of his singles that dealt with Syrian refugees camps. And the title of the song was called Stand. So it was a very powerful music video that I wanted to share with everybody, that he was willing to share with everybody as well. So it was a pleasure doing that for you, David. And then also from some of our friends out in the Star Trek fan community, we did a posting of Pen Pals 2, a Star Trek fan production. And they, Carly Shippey, contacted us back, and she just wanted to say thank you for sending out the shout out for Pen Pals 2. And she was one of the stars of that, along with our friend Vance Major. So glad to do that for the guys. They were having fun. We definitely want to have fun with them. So keep up the good work, and we'll help you out even more. And to get back to the Quarks, it's a 5-single music EP. So if you're interested in the psychedelic, kind of a little bit of a poppish, rockish vibe, this is one you could probably dig into and enjoy. Like, yeah, I said,
a horror paranoia vibe.
There we go, horror paranoia. So
X-Files style.
There we go. We love to have fun, but like to get scared too, because that's fun too. So, so we thank Skies for sending us their EP our way to listen to. We also want to say thank you again to Amanda Carney of Black Panda PR for sending it our way. We appreciate all the support that they've given us, and definitely check them out if you're into the psychedelic pop rock. So we have been having fun here tonight talking about Skies. We hope you've been having fun listening. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
The sound of my sleep, quiet hum of the street, absent breaths and heartbeats, this is mine, this hum I dig in, still convinced that the bottom is where something new begins. But I wanted more, I wanted, give me more.
Understand why I want love.
wanted. Give me more.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.